And on RN, you're listening to Books and Arts Daily with Michael Cathcart. Well, the Irish playwright and director Amy Conroy was recently in Australia with her documentary-style drama called I, Heart, Alice, Heart, I. The play's about the challenges facing gay couples in Ireland, and it premiered at the World Theatre Festival in Brisbane back in February. Amy is a lover, is also an actor, and she's a lover of reading and music, so we asked her to share some of her favourites. Here's Amy Conroy with her Top Shelf.
Jeanette Winterson totally does it for me. I absolutely adore her writing. She is a stunning writer. You'd read her books over and over and over, for the story first, but then for the language, for the beautiful language that she uses. And she's so funny. I mean, I find myself roaring laughing at maybe it's her turn of phrase as well, or her particular way of seeing things. And I remember reading Written on the Body when I was a teenager, and it was the perfect age to read it, because it was it's a massive love story, really. It was to me what I'm sure Twilight is to a load of other people. I mean, it really is just a love story, but it gets under the skin. Literally, it gets in behind, under the skin, in the tissue, in the cells. But she would be an author that really strikes me. Mary Dorsey is an amazing Irish poet who I absolutely love. I was in school and I had a teacher who, a young new teacher who was still finding her way as a teacher, but she was the first teacher to speak to us like we were adults. We were doing poetry, and she brought in some Mary Dorsey poems that she loved. She was not on the curriculum, and she read them for the pure pleasure of it. And I remember being totally struck. Firstly, it was so cool to finally do something that we didn't have to do, that we could do because we liked, but we could do because we loved her. And I don't know if it struck with anybody else, but her words really struck with me. She had a really, again, a really nice rhythm and a really sideways way of thinking. It was somewhere to go, you know. So I always think of it as a comfort book, and I think I found Written on the Body in and around the same time, and that was also a comfort book. So they were the books that you could dive into at any stage. Even Cowgirls Got the Blues was another massive comfort book, which I absolutely adored. It's just mad, absolutely mad. I'm sure people have read it. It's a cowboy story. It's a cowgirl story, I guess. It's a story of, I suppose, freedom or liberation and movement. And it's brilliant. It's absolutely mad. I love it. What do I listen to? I listen to a bit of everything, if that makes any sense. When I was younger, I was obsessed with Michael Jackson. Utterly, utterly obsessed. Again, I think it was that sense of disappearing, of being taken somewhere else, or imagining a different life, or imagining a life somewhere else. And but then I got really into rap, actually. And at one stage when I was younger, I thought I'm going to be a rapper. Definitely. That's what the world needs. A rural, white, Irish rapper. But what do I love? Motown, actually, would be a huge favourite. I absolutely adore Motown music. And I suppose that happened from getting into Michael Jackson. So, cheers, Michael.
Irish playwright and director Amy Conroy with her Top Shelf. This is Books and Arts Daily on RN.